Okay, we're holding on to Ches Amar Aleph. So we're holding by the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying a very interesting, there's a machloikis, tumah hutra v'tzibah, tumah tchuy v'tzibah. The machloikis is, do you have to look for tahara, or when a place where there's a tumah, so then it's hutra, it's lechatchila, the right way to do it. So the Gemara, around 10, 12 lines from the top, after we spoke about the whole thing of the tzit, so the Gemara, neima hani tanoi kani tanoi. Maybe this machloik is hatanoim, if tumah hutra b'tzibah, tumah tchuy b'tzibah is tied to another. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, echot zev mazon olav kol shiva mikol chatoi shahoyu shom divrei meya. Echot zev is talking about we have two times when we're mafrishin a kohen. One is Yom Kippur, 7 days before, and one is before the sreifa of the Para Aduma. Now, this brisa tells us one of the things they had to do to get the koyin ready in both situations, well, they would automatically be choshed, suspicious, maybe he came in touch with a mace and he became tamei mes. So a tamei mes couldn't do the avodah on Yom Kippur, so therefore they would be maz on him. Now, not only, usually a hazor of a parah aduma needs to be on the third day when he presents from tamei mes, and on the seventh day, and after the seventh day, he's toivel. That's the procedure. So here, we're not sure when is his third day, when is his seventh day, because the whole thing is just a suspicion, maybe he became tamei. So we mazim him on the first day, maybe 3 days before he was tamei. We mazim him on the second day, maybe after. Each day, we'll chosh is the third. After the fourth day, which the Gemara and Amud Beis is going to talk about, the fourth day is not either here nor there. So the fifth, sixth, and seventh maybe is the seventh day. And that way we cover all our bases and we make sure that he's tohar. Now we're going to do the same thing to the paraduma person who is doing the sreifa of the paraduma. So the Gemara, that's Reb Meir. Reb Yaisi Oimer, Ein Mazen Olav, Elo Shlishi, Vishvi. Rabbi Yossi holds only Shlishi and Shvi, but we don't go through this whole procedure of every single day because of a chashash. Zog di gemore, Rabbi Chanin eskana kahanim oimer, koyin asayif is a pora mazno of kol shiva, koyin godol b'yama kipurin, ein mazno velo Shlishi v'shli. We're going to leave out this Rabbi Chanin eskana kahanim, and we'll come back to him on Amid Beis. But now we have Rabbi Meir who holds you do it every day. And Rabbi Yossi holds you do it only on the third and the seventh. My labo kamiflugi. So we want to make sure that he's tar. Because if he would be tamei, it's not lechatchila for him to do the avoida on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi oimer tuma hutter betzibur. Oh, so Rashi's bought about Akasha. If Rabbi Yossi holds his hutter betzibur, so why are you doing anything? He's tamei. So Let it be the way it is. So Rashi, three lines from the narrow lines. Bedibra maschar v'esisav ahetu b'tzibur. Toloi machmeri ba elo lemaila be'alma di alfinon me miluim. That's what we say. By miluim, they just had hazoas, just not even from the parduma, just as aisofas kedusha. They wanted to do it, you know. So therefore, they made sure to do it that way, to go like the extra mile. But it's not really for a tahara. So since it's not really for a tahara, so therefore, even Rabbi Yossi held that there would be such a tumah hutra b'tzibah. So Rabbi Yossi held that should be not the din of that halacha. So the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, but I'm just preempting it. So he says, Rabbi Yossi have a tumah hutra b'tzibur. V'tizbura. Yisav Rabbi Yossi heteri b'tzibur hazor klal lomali. So I don't know what the Gemara... Rashi already said it, Teretz. Hazor klal lomali. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Rashi already just said it would have been a mila. So Yisav Rabbi Yossi heter b'tzibur hazor b'klal lomali. So Rashi says, "B'toyras shlishi v'shvi." That Olam the Gemara understood that what There's some mailah of making hazos, but it's not a mailah of tumah v'tahara. So you don't have to do it shlishi v'shvi. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, right? Azay zog the Gemara. Freik tois v'sakasha. Hazor klal lomali. Freik tois ha-murdike kasha. That is true, Gabi Yom HaKippur. You don't need hazor because tumah hutra b'tzibur. Freik tois v'sakasha. Tzibur I understand by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur. We'll see afterwards, Tais Akasha. There were some that were not a carbon tzibur. But Parah Aduma is not Kavua Lehem Zman, and it's not a carbon tzibur. It's not even a carbon. It's a questionable how much carbon it is. How does Gavimah? Frey Tais is Divra Maschel, Rebbe Yasi Soiva, Sova, Tumu Hetu Bitzibur. Taimali, Imkain Gabi Parah, Mai Sagi Begum Vashvi, Holav Carbon Tzibur, he Litches Shabbos with Tumu. The whole basis of the Gemara is Shver. If you're saying Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibah, it has nothing to do with Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibah. It's not Tchuyah. V'yesh Loima, listen to this Taisvus. Taisvus is a very interesting Chiddush Lika Taisvus. The Kivin the Tvul Yoim Kosher B'Parah. A Parah Adum is Kosher B'Tvul Yoim. That's a Chiddush Din. Usually, what's a Tvul Yoim? After the Tumah is taken off by Tvila, you have to wait that out. Diksiv V'Hiza HaTor, Tor Koldahu. Right, that's a Din. Im gein mehosom nami nachsher koyin hasoyre fapora beloy hazor klal kiven deloy barul on the nitma vu adin da filu shlishi v'shvi loy boy elo amay lebalm. This will taste. This person is a sofik tum at best. Just like a tful yoyim is kasher, so we would let a sofik tum adika person be good. So therefore, you don't really need anything. So therefore, it would Parah Aduma is b'chol not shver. By Parah Aduma, the Gemara didn't have to come on to Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or not, because Parah Aduma is not shver. Now, I don't know what Tais would do according to the Gemara, according to Reb Meir, because there's a maila to make him tahar. Parah Aduma is not the question of this Gemara. So Tais says, because by Parah Aduma, I don't even need a heter, because I don't need to make him tahara, because he's not really tame. So, because only a suffix if he was tame. We don't know for sure.
But we made him tame. We made him a tfulyoyim.
No, we made him a tfulyoyim, but not with a tumas mace. Here with a tumas mace, we want to be tame, so we do azar shlishi vishvi. So that's a suffix. If you chosh it for a suffix, it's like a tfulyoyim. Now, what is the connection? I mean, a Sofik Dumi is not a Tumah. It's very hard to understand the Taisvus. Now, I don't really hear Taisvus.
No, the Kohen is also a Sofik. They're both
Sofikas. Yeah. But by us, a Sofik Tumah by Yom Kippur is maybe not good. The Tzadi's not good. On the Tzadi's Tumah, he's no good. So we don't want to let him do it. So that's totally if Tumah Hutra or Tumah Tchuyah. According to Reb Meir, it's Tumah Tchuya. According to Reb Yaisi, it's Tumah Hutra. Right? It's Tumah Hutra. But by Parah Aduma, since a Tful Yoyim is kosher, so a Safik Tumas Mace would also be kosher. Because it's a Shvachar Tumah. Since it's a weak Tumah, so therefore we do it that way. It's very shver, what do you mean? We choshed for Tumah. Then it won't be a good Parah Aduma. So I'm saying it only l'chadu de'alma for Bederach Pilpul. There's a famous, there's a Ramban that's brought in the Sefer, told us Yankov Yosef from Parashat Shmini, told us Yankov Yosef was the Talmud of the Baal Shem. He wrote a Sefer on Chumash, and it's the first Chassidish Sefer. So they told us Yankov Yosef brings from a Ramban, which many people later say it's not the Ramban that we know Rishonim, it's somebody else with the Rosh HaTeva's Ramban, that he says that every time somebody's a Tomei Mess, he's really a Sufik Tomei Mess. Why? Why is he a suffering Tamei Mes? Because Kivrei Tzadikim are not metamim Tumas Mes. So therefore, he's maybe the person he was metamim to was a tzadik. Who knows? The Gemara says, "Hamakadosh Hayisho al Menashe ani tzadik gomar reiz a suffik mekudeshes shema hirut shuvah belibay." So therefore, he became a tzadik gomar. If he became a tzadik gomar, so therefore, when he was in the oil or he touched him, he's touching a tzadik gomar. He's not elomai. The Torah does say it. So the Ramban, that's why you need hazor shlishi and shvi. Why? Why did the Torah make such a rule, shlishi and shvi? It doesn't make sense. Do it one time. It's so precious, the paraduma ashes. Why would you use it? Dr. Rambam, because later on, the Gemara is going to tell us, and I'll show you, that if you maza para aduma on a tohar, he becomes tame. So now, when you are maza on the shlishi, so when now, maybe since it was only a suffix, maybe he touched only a tzadik gomor. He wasn't really tame. And when you put the hazor on him, he became tame. That's why you have to do the shvi. So now I'm a monoshach. If the first one was Tomei, right? So he became Tahar. Oh, so what's going to be afterwards by the Shvi? That's going to be a question. So for that tefillah, yeah, help. So that makes a cheshbon. That's why you need the Shlishi and the Shvi, which we're going to talk about soon when we get. So I said, comes out from him one thing. Every basis in the Torah, when a Tomei mess has to have a Zohar, is always a suffix. It's built in that we're machman suffix. Over here now, Zuktoizus, we have another suffix. I don't even know Bechlal in general if he became Tomei. So therefore, it's like a Zahaz Nexing. You don't really need. In such a case, you don't need. Novos, there's like a Reach around him of a suffix. So that's why it's Doimel, it's Fulyoim. I don't know. That's maybe. What? I don't know if I have the safe here, but it's brought in. My Sefer Eish Tamid Parsha Shmini Barichas about this Ramban, and that's all. Now, so the next Tosfos. E Sova Reb Yaisi Tumah Hutrei B'Tzibur Hazor Klal Lomeli. So I don't know why Tosfos waited to hear. Frey Tosfos Akasha, I don't understand. Why by Yom Kippur is Tumah Hutrei B'Tzibur? Because you have to bring the Karbonis that save Klal Yisrael. Gabi Yom HaKippurim Temeli. Lema the itzrich hazor mishum eloi shal aren hakor b'yom kippurin the yochid hu umadrina natahare. I don't even know what it means. Madrina tahare. You need tahare. There's no tumot b'tzibur. V'yeshloi madahani milehecha denit mebiyodoi tuma vadoyis kidele el aval bechshoshe be'alma kihocha vaday leman de mekel v'omar heteri b'tzibur. Loi havi matzrichin and midi afilu b'diyochid. We find Zoktoisvis in the realm of carbon yochid, which you normally don't say tumahutra b'tzibur, but in a situation where it would be a suffix, which what we're talking about like by para, that would have an implication even on Yom Kippur for a carbon yochid of Aaron. So since it's a sofik of Tumas Mes, so it's a shvach etume, so then we wouldn't even be madrin and atahara for a yochid. We have to really understand this taisvitz. It's a lo pashut, right? Taita is the kasha. Now, so the Marshal asks a great question. I mean, if in yeshiva learning, where's Taisus asking this? E sava Rabbi Yaisi Tumahutri B'tzibur Hazor Klal Lomeli. Frey Taisus from the Eloi Shalaran. Where should have Taisus asked this question? Where should Taisus have asked this question? Right away when the Gemara said, Rabbi Yaisi holds Tumahutri B'tzibur. And Ramei holds Tumat Choyi B'Tzibur. Immediately, the second the Gemara said that, Tais should have shot a question. What's the question? Who says so much? But it's Eilu Shel Aharon. Why is Tosfos only asking on Reb Yosi Tumo Hutrihi B'tzibur? Lamali, Azol Lamali. Why didn't Tosfos ask the question immediately? That's the Marshal's question. Okay, that's a good kasha from the Marshal. I said the Marshal says that some sort of a territory. I don't know, you have to say it. Pazo steht in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, no, Elo, we back off that whole inyan. Now it is a new inyan. Loilom, everybody holds, has nothing to do with Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Truya B'tzibur, because then you wouldn't need to have Azo. Reb Meir, Reb Yosi, I'm not talking about. The Kula Alme. Why does Reb Yosi hold you don't need Azoz every single day? Reb Meir Savar Amrinon Tfila Bizmano Mitzvah. So therefore, maybe that day is the Zman. Rabbi Yosi says, "Well, I am Rinon. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah." So, what's the Gemara's teretz? I don't understand the Gemara's teretz. Isav Rabbi Yosi hati b'tziba hazal klal lamali. Elamai, everybody holds tuma truya b'tziba. Tuma truya tuma b'tziba. We're here in the Brayse Mifligi. It will be Bizmano Mitzvi or not.
What about the fact that he might be Tomei like 2 days before?
Right, that's what the Gemara is going to ask this question.
He's not
Matar.
Without Abdul, that's on the right thing. Yeah.
So what's the Gemara's kasha? Well, how do you learn Parshat Pshat in the Gemara? There's a din Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvi.
I think you maybe have to add something, that the 3rd and the 7th, even if it's later...
It'll be good. Of course it's going to be good. So if you do it the last, do it the 3rd and the 7th.
Yeah, it'll cover everything.
And it'll cover everything.
And the Hakmin, I guess maybe the Gemara didn't think that?
What did the Gemara think here? So Elomai Rabbi Yosef Eloi Amin and Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvah Zog Rashi. Rashi just brings... Shema, no, so therefore, maybe that's the Zman. Zog di Gemore, v'chisove Rebbe Yosi, lo yamrinon tfilo bizman ha-mitzvah, v'otanya harei sho yishem ha-shem kosov ha-psore, harei ze lo yirchat, v'lo yosu, v'lo yamet mogam ha-tinoi vois. But if let's say nizdam lo yitfilo z'mitzvah, kairo cholov gemi, which is a whole tumult, how he could do it, b'toivol. Rabbi Yosi, oimer toivol, d'avrat, shalo yishav shei. B'kaimalon, t'fila b'zmano, mitzvah, kam iflugi. And the psalmist, oveloi, amin, t'fila b'zmano, mitzvah. So we can't do it, because maybe you're going to be moichik d'shem. Rabbi Yosi, soiv amrin, t'fila b'zmano, is a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Once I'm coming back. So what do they say on that? What was the Gemara's t'fila b'zmano, mitzvah? pshat. Let me just look it up. What's the Gemara saying? Yeah. Let's push Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. So what? Loilam tuma is tchuyah v'tzibur, but the memeil it'll be good. We'll have to come back to that. Tefillah b'zmanah is mitzvah. Frek the Gemara v'sova Rabbi Yosi. Tefillah b'zmanah is not le'amrina tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. Hayesh yosham kavasoi. Right? Right. So really, there's a more de kakash on the Gemara. More than a theory you have. Rabbi Yossi lets you go into the mikveh and get involved with a sofik mechika because the mitzvah of tefillah bizmana is doicher, I guess, that iser on iser, right? So freik de welt, I don't understand. What's freik de welt? Freik de welt akasha. Here the coin's not tummy. It's all a sofik if it's a tuma. So really he has a cheskes tahara. We knew once he was tahar. Just now, you choshet that maybe he became tamei. Very nice. Maybe he became tamei. So that's, you can't say it's a suffix tefillah bizmana should make it that you should do this. They should do this. Always it's tefillah bizmana. Tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. It's a suffix if he has tefillah bizmana here. So make it day so you should do it. Right? So if tefillah bizmana mitzvah, right? So the Gemara held, v'bal tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. You should do it each day. I don't know. So harei shoy yoshem kotzav al psor, harei zol yirchaz vol yisuv vol yam bogamati neifes. Why? For example, v'yish ha-mitzvah karach lov gemi v'toivol. Right? So we're going to take a look exactly. Right. We're going to have to take a look in the Tosis Yeshonim right here. So it's like a, let's take a look at the Tosis Yeshonim. Zok Tosis Yeshonim b'divrei ha-mazchul. Lo yirchatz. So what does Rashi say? Lo yirchatz. Let's first see the Rashi in Maschol Yirchatz. Shelo yimchikenu ba'azoro lemoichik es Hashem ba'abaretem es Shimon v'somuch lei lo yisasin kein la'Hashem Elokeichem. What's Rashi coming to say? What's the reason you have to cover it? You have to cover it in order you shouldn't come to Mechika. As we state in Rashi, lo yirchatz. So therefore, that the time is also lo yirchatz because you're going to be moichik as Hashem. Freik the Tosfos Yeshonim b'divrei ha-mazchul. Lo yirchatz. Freik the Tosfos Yeshonim. That the maskon of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says. This is only going to be a gram mechika because you're going into the water, and it's also, I would even venture to say, it's a davar she'enoi mischavin. Elo Ma'idik Mor says that the tam iser ishaloi lamoid lifnei Hashem orum. So why didn't Rashi just stay with that reason? Forget about the reason of gram mechika. You're not allowed to have the shem Hashem in the open. In order that you shouldn't stand in front of it. Right. So the Noi Debiyuda says, there we're talking about the reason if you hold tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, so then, even if it's lav mitzvah, but it's a tefillah mitzvah. But over here, I don't know what the Noi Debiyuda means, that over here, Reb Yossi lo yichas filo mitzvah. I don't know, it's a whole tumma. Selamat is a rechitzis because lo yamet. Al mishum gram mechiku would be mitzvah. That's a very big question. Okay. That's a big tumult in the Mefarshim, this Taizisha. The Mechas Chinuch has a different question. The Mechas Chinuch says, if you write a Sefer Torah that on something on cloth, that's not good cloth. Right? So he's mistopic if there's a din of the Oyveri Isser of Mechikas Hashem. Does Mechikas Hashem have to be written on something that's roi to be a klaf? So this gets in, Zokte Mechas Chinuch, he has a raya. Because here it's written on a person. So meanwhile, therefore, is a person a good klaf? Okay. Is it called Minamuta Beficha, as it's all told. Zokte Gemara.
Where is this that the Shem is written on his...
Let's say we're talking about a case there, the Gemara said. Someone wrote a Shem on his Bzaro. Could he go in? There was a Gram Mechika. It's a Gram Mechika. But El the Kul Alma. So now we're talking the Gemara. What do we have to do today, Gemara? Here's our Amin. So you see, I've read my Rabbi Yaisi also feel of his mana mitzvah. So that can't be the reason of the seventh day, the third, every single day. Ella the kum alme amrin et filip zmana mitzvah. V'hoche baka miflegi rameya sava makshin on azol et tefillah. So therefore, just like tefillah bizmana is mitzvah, hazor bizmana is a mitzvah. Rav Yossi say veloi makshin on azol et tefillah. Right. Therefore, there would be such a din. So therefore, you're not Nazir b'chol yoyim, because he's going to hold that there's no such din. Because we're not makshinon, I don't know what that machloikis is. You would have to understand the machloikis, hazol tefila loy makshinon. So tefila bezmano is loylam a mitzvah. V'hiz ator atom b'yem ha'shli v'yem ha'shvi, chitoy b'yem ha'shvi v'chibes b'god of erochas. So therefore, that'll be the din. That may is sova makshiras all the tefillah. Mashenke Rabbi Yossi holds loy makshino. So the Gemara, we'll have to see what the lumdus of that is. So therefore, there's no din. Rabbi Yossi sova loy makshino has all the tefillah.
How does water erase a name?
Because it'll weaken the ink.
Tattooed?
Right.
Water can erase
So there's a gewaltige shaila. I just have to ask. Tais Sharam's kash. What's the process of when you do it? I'm not sure. I have to read the Tais Yisharim. So Tais Yisharim. Umeachzlo is a gam tefila yas elu biyoy ma'azo the tani b'sevi chizgu avrochu b'zor ba'mayim. At least on the seventh days, that means what would you do? You'd be mazah every single day, and then, so what's the Gemara coming out? I don't understand. According to Rabbi Yisrael, and therefore, so therefore we do, we're mazah on the koyin, shlishi vishvi. I don't understand. We would have done it every day, and then at the end of the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh day, after, it might be the seventh day. Every time you do Hazov, the seventh, you have to be Tevil after. So it's Tevil B'Zman HaMitzvah.
Yeah, everyone holds Tevil B'Zman HaMitzvah.
No, so we're saying now here, Hazov, you don't have B'Zman HaMitzvah.
Right.
But you have every Hazov incorporated in the Hazov as a Tevil.
comes out, you're doing tefillah every night, that's it.
No, so then you should have to do it on each day in order to do that tefillah bismana. So it's really a trick question. Why is that a trick question?
The tefillah bismana is only when the hazar is.
Right, notice, right. If there's no hazar, there's no tefillah.
Right.
So take a look at, it's very hard. But divra maschol, Rabbi Yossi Sava, loy makshinas old tefillah. Ume achashaloy hiza, gam tefillah lo yasa. Ella biyoy mazah. So why do I know that? The Tanya b'sifri, b'chibis b'god rochot zor b'mayim, shem higdim tefillah la'azah, loy osa v'loy klum. That's his whole... A long Taisus Yishanim, who says there's no din, so there's no din. So Rashi has a very interesting look on this whole din. So Rashi, loy makshina, the bottom Rashi on the Amit. So Rashi hazor bizmano lav mitzvi. Okay, that you get, right? Now Rashi gives us a bumba. V'chiksiv shlishi v'shvi shelo yagdim v'yisha bein hazor la'azor har b'yomim. Avalim hisha hazor se lizman merubal eslan ba. Rashi's bothered by the seventh day you have to do after 4 days. So therefore... It's b'mitzvah. So, I don't know what Rashi wants, but I didn't do the third day. Rashi thought that maybe there would have been a havamina. When a person becomes tamei, it has to be the third and the seventh.
It has to be 4 days in between.
4 days in between. So what does Rashi want with that?
Because then you don't have that. If you don't do it every day, you don't have that, you have that problem.
No, but I'm only doing it the third day. So it's anyway going to be the 4 days from the third day. Somehow Rashi would have thought if it has to be Bedavka the seventh day, then it would be automatically we would see Bismana Mitzvah. If you, you should do it b'chol day, according to Rabbi Yossi. If you loy makish zol tefillah, if you look at Azor Zabor, and how many loy. So we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We'll go through these rest of the...